This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister commends Chase Fund for contribution to early childhood sector. Energy World International granted license to supply electricity to JPS and Heart Institute of the Caribbean providing free heart screening to athletes. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is commending the Chase Fund for its contribution to the early childhood sector. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the official handing over ceremony for the Marley Hill Basic School in St. Catherine. Marley Hill Basic School is the latest of 9 early childhood education institutions built by the Chase Fund as part of the Jamaica 50 Legacy Projects. Mrs. Simpson-Miller had high praises for the Chase Fund, headed by William Billy Heaven.
You have ensured that the Marley Hill Infant School, which serves as a primary feeder institution for the Marley Hill Primary, meets all the requirements of the Early Childhood Commission. Your actions are also ensuring that the young ones leaving the pre-primary level are well prepared for success at Marley Hill Primary and throughout the duration of their education and their development.
Marley Hill Basic was built over several months at a cost of $24 million. Energy World International, EWI, has been granted a license to supply electricity to the Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS. The license was granted Monday, April 14, under the terms of a power purchase agreement between the JPS and EWI. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell finalized and issued the license on April 4. However, it was subsequently amended and restated Tuesday. The license was granted under the terms of a power purchase agreement between the JPS and EWI. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell finalized and issued the license on April 4. However, it was subsequently amended and restated on April 14. The license will provide for some negotiated changes as well as include a draft implementation agreement between the Government of Jamaica and EWI outlining the commitments of both parties to ensure the success of the project. Minister Paulwell has emphasized that the 381-megawatt natural gas-fired power plant project is a game-changer and among the first steps towards reducing the price of electricity to the productive sectors and the wider Jamaican population. The project will be implemented over a period of 26 months, which means that JPS customers could start benefiting from reduced electricity cost by mid-2016. Jamaican athletes will now benefit from free heart testing courtesy of the Heart Institute of the Caribbean, HIC. The HIC has allocated $10 million over the next 4 years towards this initiative. Chief Executive Officer of the HIC, Professor Ernest Madu, says 66 of the 84 athletes set to leave the island on April 17 for the CARIFTA Games in Martinique have already been screened under the program. Meanwhile, Minister with Responsibility for Sport, Natalie Nita Headley, has commended the Heart Institute for the free screening, noting that such an initiative will help to protect the cardiovascular health of the athletes.
While we're not saying that every heart condition will be identified by screening, we know that most conditions can and will be identified. Since many heart conditions go undiagnosed, this will be an important step in protecting the health of our young sportsmen and sportswomen.
Minister Nita Headley was speaking at the official launch of the initiative Tuesday. And the government is implementing more measures to improve health services across the island. Minister of State with responsibility for primary healthcare infrastructure, Luther Buchanan, says the health ministry is on a drive to improve the primary healthcare sector. He says a number of the facilities have staffing and infrastructure challenges, and the government is working with agencies such as the National Health Fund and the Jamaica Social Investment Fund to resolve these issues. Minister Buchanan was speaking Tuesday following a tour of the Green Pond, Salt Spring and Glendavon Health Centers in St. James, as well as the proposed site for a health center in Norwood. Over 100 health centers across the island have been refurbished under the Primary Healthcare Infrastructure Renewal Program. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.